The human being is a complex machine because we have two forces fighting for the same territory. Welcome to Jewish Meditation with Rabbi G. Great to be back. I hope everyone had a meaningful Passover and Pesach. And we're starting today a new series called Our Seven Emotions, getting into the space of personal growth and well-being. It's a six-part series, and what we're going to do is we're going to give an introduction today, and then over the coming weeks, we're going to go through the understanding and channeling the seven human emotions. But it needs a little bit of an introduction, which you want to go through today. So Kabbalistically, we know that we have two souls, the animal soul called the Nefesh Habamit and the godly soul called the Nefesh Elokit. Let's just break that down. The animal soul is all about self-preservation. It's the part of us, the force that just strives to maintain self. And when left untrained or unchanneled, it becomes very selfish, insensitive, egocentric, and obsessed with short-term pursuit of pleasure. The godly soul, on the other hand, is the part of us that strives for higher meaning, higher purpose, to go beyond ourselves. It strives for a life of meaning and purpose and selflessness. Now, each of these two souls have 10 powers. Three are intellectual, the Kabbalah tells us, called Chachma, Bina, and Da'at. And then there are seven emotional. But the way it works is that each one has a primary force. So the primary force of the godly soul is intellect, insight, maturity, understanding something deeper and higher, understanding God, understanding God's values. However, the Nefesh Habamit, the animal soul, is primarily emotional. As its name suggests, it's animalistic and therefore impulsive, egocentric, reactive, and so on and so forth. Now, what happens is, I don't know if you have this dilemma before, but think about this. What happens when you experience something very godly or very spiritual, something uplifting, and you become inspired, really inspired to become a better human being, a more selfless human being, and you make all kinds of resolutions and you're going to be a better person, and then it dissipates very quickly? Why? And one of the answers, the explanations is because what happens is when we have a sudden inspiration coming from the outside, the part of us that's activated and strengthened is more the godly soul. The godly soul says, yes, that's music to my ears. Let's do it. And the godly soul tries to strengthen its muscle and overtake and conquer the territory of the human being. And after a few days, the animal soul makes a comeback and says, no, I'm interested in myself, not in selflessness. So this formula applies to the festival we just had, the festival of Passover, the festival of Pesach, where God took us out of Egypt. And we know that when we left Egypt, which wasn't just a physical slavery, it was a spiritual slavery. We weren't really spiritually ready or mature to experience that inner freedom. But God schlepped us out. And Kabbalah tells us what really happened was he released and energized the godly soul. And then he said, I'm giving you a mitzvah called the counting of the Omer, 7 weeks to prepare for the giving of the Torah on Mount Sinai. I'm giving you 7 weeks to refine your animal soul, to take your emotions, the strong emotions, the animalistic emotions of the animal soul, and to refine them, channel them, elevate them. Those seven emotions are things like chesed and gevura, things we're going to go through in great detail, or with some detail in the next few weeks. But suffice to say that we have these different emotions that make up our personality, stronger in the animal part of who we are, our animalistic tendencies, animalistic impulses and drives. But they're not intrinsically bad. They only express themselves negatively if we don't work with them. So the job, the mission that we have, particularly in these weeks, is to identify those emotions, understand how they can be expressed in a better way, understand how they express negatively, but how they can be expressed in a better way and channeled, and to work with them towards a greater existence. When we do that, then we change. Not just our godly soul is energized, but we actually change. and then we're more susceptible to maintain our inspiration and to absorb and internalize that connection to a higher form of living. So that's today's introduction, and let's just meditate on this for a few moments so we can understand it. And then the next few weeks, we'll try and go into it a bit more. So just to understand and to be create an awareness of what we're identifying here, just feel relaxed if you can, and if it works for you, close your eyes. And just create a sense of calmness, consciousness, and awareness. Turn your attention to your breathing. Try to feel that breath, inhaling and exhaling slowly and deeply. If your mind wanders, just gently bring it back and try breathe abdominally so that you feel the air filling up your stomach and your abdomen, and you feel yourself letting go with the exhaling. Slowly, deeply, and slowly let go. Bring your attention back if it's wandering, and just continue for a few moments to really feel the sensation of breathing and exhaling. As we know, the breath is an expression of our soul. The neshima, breathing, is a symbol of neshama, our soul. Breathing is always there, but we're not always aware. Our soul, our spark, our godliness is always there, but not always do we feel it. Paying attention to your breathing means paying attention to your soul. Create a conscious awareness that we have a soul. We have a godliness that seeks meaning, seeks purpose, seeks selflessness, depth. Fill your lungs with that soul energy, so that we start feeling the soul in our entire being. But become aware of the struggle, the animal drive, the impulses, the selfishness, the emotional impulses. The soul must work with the animal, harness the energy, channel the force towards a wholesome, positive personality, meaningful experience. Step one is consciousness of the soul. Step two is harnessing the energy of the animal force. Seven weeks for seven animalistic emotions, channeling them into a greater positive direction. Come back to where you were and just hold this thought that we always have the potential to do this. We always have a soul, but it takes work and effort to harness the more animal tendencies that we have. Over the next few weeks, we'll deal with some of those impulses and discuss how we channel them towards a more meaningful experience. Have a wonderful day.